It's Living on Earth. I'm Steve Kerwood. And now, another in our series, Power Shift, about the transition to low-carbon energy in the Bay State. The other day, we headed down into what Boston calls the Innovation District to visit a company called Digital Lumens. We went to see a better light bulb. But the first thing we see as we meet CEO Tom Pinsent is a rack full of items invented more than a century ago. Bicycles.
There's a lot of bicyclists, probably about half the company bikes here every day. And so we have a full, 25, 30 bike parking lot on the wall.
So your place here kind of looks like a warehouse. Maybe once upon a time it was or something like that.
We're in the old Wharf District of Boston. This is where all the goods came and went. Innovation District's the old seaport. And so we're in an open space. We have about 15-foot ceilings. You can see the beams and exposed floor from the level above us.
Just as the bicycle is a cheap and appropriate technology to save time in this era of congested streets, Digital Lumens had an idea to marry cheap, appropriate technology to the efficient LED light bulb and save up to 90% of energy and costs.
The idea was to make every light in the world intelligent and put little computers into every single light.
These digital devices figure out just when and where lighting is needed.
Each of these lights has a little computer in it, and the computers talk to each other, and they talk to a main computer that will help them work in concert with what's going on in the building and what's going on in the environment.
Tom points to an overhead array of LED lights that have built-in computer chips, light sensors, and networking devices.
And this is one of the areas where we try out our lights. You'll see these are our new generation lights we just released days ago. And then over there are the ones we've been shipping for 3 or 4 years.
At first glance, the lights don't look different from other LED fixtures. I asked engineer Steve Kondo just how big is the computer on these lights.
It's pretty small. It'll definitely fit in the palm of your hand. Basically this size here, it's actually the size of a Post-it note. And, this houses a considerable amount of intelligence where you can detect people. So there's an occupancy detector. You can see how much light is actually on the floor at the time. It's not just what light are you delivering, it's how much light is coming in from other sources, whether it's skylights, windows, highly reflective surfaces. So you're looking at sort of the total picture.
So if it's bright outside, the lights dim. And if it clouds up, the lights compensate. The computers integrate other factors such as foot traffic. So, for example, if you're walking in a huge warehouse, instead of lighting up the whole area, the system illuminates the place you're in. And because it's smart, it also lights the section you're headed for, so you don't have to wait in the dark until a sensor notices you're there. Brian Schemmel saw the potential of marrying efficient LED lights to tiny computers and founded the company in 2008 with a team of engineers and one core concept.
We realized that, there are a lot of trends working in our favor to making every light intelligent. The costs of adding a microcontroller to a product are plummeting. The fact that we all have smartphones in our pockets means that the little chunks of hardware that those systems use are available for a bunch of other applications. At the same time, it's never been cheaper to make software run out in the cloud. We can leverage a bunch of different trends, and we're sort of at the right point in time to make this work.
And why do this?
We're making every light intelligent for two reasons. One, it drives tremendous energy efficiency. We say radical energy efficiency, much more than just switching to LED light sources. When you make the lights smart, you get a lot more energy savings. The second is we're building a platform for distributed building intelligence. Lights are a perfect Trojan horse for instrumenting the built environment. Parking garages that can track people moving through them for safety reasons, for billing reasons. Retail stores that can anonymously monitor traffic flow inside them to tell advertisers how long people are pausing in front of end caps to see product information. There's really a lot of themes that get pulled together by lighting because it is so pervasive.
Associated Wholesale Grocers of New England, based in Pembroke, New Hampshire, was one of the first customers of Digital Lumens. Associated serves over 600 independent food retailers with one of America's largest purchasing and distribution centers. We called up Bruce Coutois, the facilities manager, to see how the lighting system has worked for him.
We first did a section in our freezer about a year ago, and that's when we first were introduced to the project. And after that, it was like a no-brainer. The savings have been tremendous. We saved about 1.6 million kilowatt hours in just electricity alone, it comes down to about $200,000 a year in our electric bill. With that and a rebate that we got from New Hampshire, the payback on this became a little over a year. There are different LED lights on the market, but the digital luminance product is a little bit advanced compared to some of the LED lighting.
And Coutois outlined some other benefits.
It tells you where there's motion all the time. And all of a sudden you're saying, well, why are people always going to this part of the building at the beginning of the shift for a certain thing? Found out it's a common product that everybody kind of orders. We move that up to the front of the warehouse so there's less travel time. Less travel time equates to more dollars, and light levels are so much brighter. Work production boosted because people could see better. It gives the person or company that installs this the creativity, I guess, of fine-tuning the lighting to how their needs are.
Still, with new technology involving computers, there can be glitches. Back at the Digital Lumens headquarters in Boston, product manager Tom Anderson said there is a steep learning curve and customers can have problems.
Usually it's maintenance of our system. Our system has a lot of IT components, and so maintaining the communication between all of our lights and system can present some issues. So we work with them to just make sure that we can resolve those issues remotely by connecting to their system and troubleshooting it from here.
All in all, the company has had success after success. Again, engineer Steve Kondo.
I think the best one that I like was when we're releasing the second generation product. We did a demo installation in Chicago at a warehouse. We put them up there. Everything went great. The utility provider, once they installed our fixtures, didn't quite believe there's their meter. They actually sent someone out to go check the meter and make sure it was actually functioning because the amount of power that we were starting to save them. And then they started monitoring and make sure that they weren't pulling a fast one over them. That's like the best testimony. And like I think it's my favorite because it's entirely doable. People don't believe you, but it happens.
And because it happens, Digital Lumens has taken its better light bulb all the way to the bank. They started with 5 employees, and now they are up to 100. And CEO Tom Pinsent and his team have even bigger ideas.
As I said earlier, we're trying to make every single light intelligent. So we're going to start with industrial lights, go to office lights, but pretty soon you'll see intelligent lights in your home. We talked about what will that light know. Well, it may know a lot about you. So for instance, if you are one of those people who is a quantified self, let's say you have a heart rate monitor and you jog and you take your weight measurement every day, it may know that you are feeling particularly bad today. It may turn out that you're sick. And so it can actually change the color of the light based on how you're feeling.
Wait a second, this sounds more like a robot than a light.
Well, I think that many of the things, robots is a pretty interesting analogy. Actually, most of our guys actually came out of Carnegie Mellon's robot labs.
Call them lights or robots, Digital Lumens CEO Tom Pinsent doesn't care, just as long as people give them a try. Smart lights, he says, are here to stay. And along with all the other innovations in energy conservation, they are building new businesses and adding up to lots of savings in emissions and dollars.